snow sports are enjoying a late flurry in the season with big dumps in what's been called the Blizzard of Oz. The snow is also good news for electricity generation because as it melts, it fills the dams to make hydropower. Snowy Hydro in the New South Wales Snowy Mountains has been measuring the depth each week in the same locations for 63 years. Serena Locke reports.
The exciting news spread far and skiers from northern New South Wales drove through the night to get back on the mountain at Perisher.
My name is Will and I come from Moree in northwestern New South Wales. Amazing, best that I've ever experienced in Australia in 30 plus years of going skiing here.
Skiers and snowboarders aren't the only ones thrilled by the snow dump. Snowy Hydro knows that the more snow, the more water melting in spring to power the generators. Out past Perisher, two hydrographers are out on their snowmobiles for the weekly test of snow depth at three locations.
47 core depth.
40.
40 for the core depth.
9 and 3.5.
Water content 9, 3.5.
Snowy Hydro has been doing these measurements for 63 years. Their data shows snowfall has been declining for the past quarter century. Mick Clayton says while the work can be rugged, it's not as tough as it was.
The early 50s is when they started doing the first snow courses, and those boys used to ski from Round Mountain, which is out the other side of Mount Yugungle, and cross-country ski all the way back to here in 2 days and do about 20 snow courses on the way. They were Austrians, Germans, big cross-country ski guys, ex-military guys who used to be in those paratroopers with the white suits on, fighting the war over in Europe back in the 40s.
The snow depth measurements have been keenly anticipated by the resorts and snow tragics, who were sure this Blizzard of Oz was a record. Mick Clayton unfortunately bursts that bubble.
Today we measured a depth of 179 centimetres. That means that we've come up about 60 centimetres on last week's. That snow fell over about 3 to 4 days over the weekend. Putting it around about an average over the long-term averages for this time of year.
The CSIRO this year reported snowfall has declined significantly in the past 60 years in the Southern Slopes and Murray areas, although each year will be highly variable. The manager of weather and water at Snowy Hydro, James Perozzo, estimates how much of the snow after rain, wind and evaporation will melt into the dams.
So Snowy Hydro has 16 large dams. The water from the snowpack is going to give us about two-thirds of our inflows through the year. So we'll probably see something like around just under 3,000 gigalitres of water on average every year coming into our dams, and yeah, about two-thirds of that from the snowfalls.
At least for ski bunnies like farmer Alex Warner from Scone, it's been a good season.
Yeah, there's been lots and lots of snow.
We've hit the jackpot.
You reckon?
It was good. I think it was the best skiing that I've ever had in Australia.
A pretty happy skier, Alex from Scone, with our reporter Serena Locke.